John Farney is a Republican candidate for one of two Champaign County board seats up for election this year in District 9, which includes downtown and southeast Urbana and adjacent parts of Urbana Township. But as a private citizen, Farney says he spoke in favor of District 9's Democratic incumbents, Barb Wysocki and Steve Beckett, when they sought the county board's top leadership positions in 2004.
Because I think that there are qualities that Ms. Wysocki and Mr. Beckett offer where they're willing to reach out and work for the betterment of the entire county and not just push through the agenda of what comes out of the Democratic caucus.
Farney's support only goes so far. He could be running against Wysocki and Beckett in November. But other Republicans have supported the two Democrats. In fact, the county board's entire Republican lineup voted them into the top leadership posts in 2004. Most Democrats on the board supported the incumbent leaders, Patricia Avery and Tony Fabry. Former county board member Bob Kirshner says Wysocki and Beckett failed to honor the principle of majority rule within the Democratic caucus.
They simply are not in step with all of the rest of their Democratic colleagues on the board. They're out of step with the leadership in the Democratic Party locally. They're out of step with the Democrats who have worked for decades to build a Democratic Party in Champaign County.
2 years after leaving the county board, Kirshner is running again, along with political newcomer Lisa Bell, against Wysocki and Beckett in next week's Democratic primary. Voters will choose between two conflicting views about what constitutes party loyalty, but also real differences on the issues. The two challengers say they feel most strongly about getting more minority and women-owned construction firms working on county construction projects. They want outside consultants to do a study to get a clear picture of the problem. The county board voted to hire a consultant in 2004, but Bell says the vote went differently when the proposal came back to the board a few months later following a legal review.
Mr. Beckett and Ms. Wysocki voted with the other party and killed the study. I'm against that, and I'm angry. As a District 9 constituent, I'm angry that that happened, and I think it's inappropriate.
Wysocki and Beckett say the disparity in county construction contracts is a serious problem, but an outside study would only tell them what they already know. Wysocki says the solution lies in the county working with other sectors of the community and not trying to solve the problem on their own.
Which really means to me that you need to put into play a role for the schools, a role for the trades and labor organizations, and any entity or any part of our local society that encourages individuals to seek jobs or to seek employment in those trades and labor groups.
Wysocki and Beckett defend their records as Democrats. But Beckett says they reached out to Republicans for support to win the county board leadership posts because they thought too much party partisanship was hurting county government.
I said to myself, I see nothing different, absolutely nothing different about this party organization, and the agenda that it has been pushing and the way it has been pushing it to the Republican Party that I was so critical of when I was elected in 2000. And I felt that had to change.
Beckett says other Democrats on the county board tell him privately that they think Wysocki is doing a good job as chair. But 8 of the Champaign County Board's 15 Democrats have endorsed Bob Kirshner and Lisa Bell in next week's primary. Only one other Democrat, fellow District 9 member Brendan McGinty, has endorsed Steve Beckett and Barb Wysocki. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.